Hello, dear friends, and welcome back to Divine Chaos. I'm excited to talk with all of you today on the topic of how to live without the ego and so enter the energetic field of pure love. And this is the field where we allow ourselves to remember our full completion with love itself and get to experience the joy of creating, truly, of calling what love has been reflecting to me, like, love to love. It's whatever we're putting out and allowing ourselves to experience then comes back to us. And so, and this was kind of cool because I was looking back through some messages I've received here just this year, and I came upon this topic. I just have it titled How to Live Without the Ego, and I realized this was a really direct message from love itself, which is quite instructional and helpful. And I was just kind of in awe, like, wow, how did I just leave this and not delve into it anymore? So I wanted to share that with all of you. And I thought perhaps I would start with a writing that I had received. Well, you know, this part was more me. This wasn't necessarily a reception here. But it really fits when you think about the concept of learning to live without the ego. So this is kind of a little meditative start to help ourselves get grounded into this concept. So let's just take a nice, slow, deep breath for a moment and let yourself just be here. What if, just for this moment, I let my mind take a break and I let myself instead just be with you, oh love. What if, instead of trying to figure something out, I just rest here with you and let you love me with this sunshine, with this moment here and now, where I remember you and I are one. What if, just for right now, I stop trying everything and just let you love me just because it's what we are? What if, just for this holy instant, I let this illusion of time and space fall away, and with it, this whole ego projection, this movie that tries to define and confine me, and instead, I just rest here with you in the vastness, where love is all there is. And what if I allow peace to come just for this moment, because I remember who I am? I love this. I need to hang it up somewhere because this is a wonderful writing for myself that calls me back into the holy instant and helps me let go of the ego mind. And you know, honestly, that last line, you can supplement any word you want. What if I allow bliss to come just for this moment? What if I allow freedom to come? Let yourself put in any word that fits for you there, the word that you, the feeling that you most want to have. Because as we remember who we are without the ego, we do come into this place of full union with all love. We remember who we are. And then we enter essentially the energetic field, the quantum field, the unified field, that field, that invisible field of energy where what we allow ourselves to be, we call back to us. What we allow ourselves to claim and experience in the moment, in union with all love, it comes back to us. We start to receive that. But it's tricky because first we have to learn how to get beyond the ego, this ego projection. So let's go back and start with this message that I received, how to live without the ego. I got this in early August. I have this dated August 1st, 2023, just this past year. This is what love itself shared with me. There's a letting go of all attachments to the world of form. In other words, all roles you have identified as your personality, all idols you have given to define you. For the ego has created a persona that is entirely opposite to the truth of your being. As the roles and idols are released, then what follows are the conditioned patterns of striving, doing, asserting, essentially trying to force and bend what is already perfect into your own ego's alternate reality. Then there is no longer need for expectations of any sort as you allow yourself to fully accept the perfection of all exactly as it is, especially your true self. So those were the first two points. And then as we go into the third point, love itself says, you accept that I am your witness and your guide to acknowledging you live in a made-up world designed purely for your happiness and free will, and ultimately to guide you back into remembering who you really are. The fourth point, in a world without the ego, you rest in the peace of being led by your inner guide, by me, which communicates to you through the feelings of your heart that feel like gentle nudges and occasionally bursts of excitement and glee. It is a practice of allowing the whole of who you are to take the lead as you simply revel in the perfection of all love beneath the form. And then the fifth point. In a world without the ego, you remember you are only love, and your only purpose is to be the love that you are in full completion with all that you are. Spirit, light, love, inhabiting form for a while. So now we've got five steps here, five kind of guide stones. And I'd like to go back and let's unpack these one by one because there's so much emotional work and so much depth to each one of these. So let's begin again. So love is saying, you want to know how to live without the ego. Here's step one. First, there's a letting go of all attachments to the world of form. In other words, all roles you have identified as your personality, all idols you've given to define you. For the ego has created a persona that is entirely opposite to the truth of your being. So essentially, we arrive here in this physical form as pure light, as pure love. We're an extension of love itself. And then, though we have created for ourselves this ego operating system that creates this persona so that we can continue to experience this life in separation, however. So in essence, the ego is not a 100% horrible thing. It's what we needed to individuate ourselves, to give ourselves this experience of separation. However, recently, what love is saying is that we can begin to allow ourselves to have both experience of being in a body and yet still fully connected with all love, with this unified energetic field where we create and share and stay ever connected to all of the love that is here for us. So if we want to move out of this state of separation, of feeling like we have to do it all by ourselves, like we're all alone, this ego separated state, this persona just creates fear and struggle, and we end up just getting stuck more and more in the lower vibrations of the body and forget that we are one with all that is. So love is saying, to start, there's a letting go of all attachments to the world of form. I remember hearing love say to me over and over, wear the world loosely. Wear the world loosely. We need to step back and recognize we are not this. We're not this world of form. And nothing in this world of form defines us. So we're birthed in as little lights. And, you know, we can see that even with, you know, babies, you look in their eyes and you see that they're still pure love. But then the ego messages start to take hold. And we create this persona where we're basically creating the belief system that we are not who we really are. That no, we are all these roles that we attach to define ourselves. So you might, if you want to work on this first piece, and I noticed that I did this back here in August when I received this, I'll share a little with you. I named all of the identity roles that I've allowed to define me as my persona, right? Counselor, teacher, mother, daughter, wife, author, friend, good friend, bad friend, sister, producer of income, victim, student, helper, just to let myself begin to name just all of the ways so I can step back and be the observer. And can you do that for yourself? Can you begin to notice these are the roles, these are the personas that I've identified as who I am? This is the operating system that I allowed the ego to create for me in this world, this form, this projection of separation. Love says, in other words, all roles you have identified as your personality, all idols you've given to define you. It's interesting. I remember somewhere, is that in the Old Testament, where there's that, you shall have no other idols. I think this is what this is, God, love itself, was referring to. All these other idols keep us from remembering who we are. You know, even the need to be producing, and this is what happens. It says, you know, as these roles and idols are released, then love says what follows are the conditioned patterns. And these are the conditioned patterns that are generated by the ego, by our social structure, by our, you know, parents, teachers, everyone else who's just passing along these ego messages. So these conditioned patterns that we need to strive of doing, of asserting, of essentially trying to force and bend what is already perfect into your, basically your alternate reality. And what does love mean by this alternate reality? Well, okay, so this projection in the world of form. Some might say it's like this big simulation game, or I think I've said before, kind of like this grand immersion experience. It's an alternate reality. what is actually real is that we live in a field of pure love, an energetic, vibrant field that we basically have trained ourselves away from seeing and recognizing because we're so focused on the senses, on what our physical eyes can see, what our hands can feel, what we can hear, taste, touch. But what love is saying and has been saying over and over and over, no, only love is real. You live in a realm where you are always within my loving embrace. And that is reality. What your ego operating system has done is created an alternate reality. So as I was listing all my roles, which I encourage you all to do, then you can also name your conditioned patterns. So I named roles, and then I went on: fixer, worrier, struggler, controller, rescuer, people pleaser, judge, perceiver, creator, victim. I'll say again, you know, I've played that role too, helper, someone who should always be fixing things as if it's my job, as if I came here to fix things. And the irony is that love is saying we're trying to force and bend what is already perfect into our ego's alternate reality. Now, this is a hard one, because love again says, once you let go of all these conditioned patterns, you'll begin to realize there's no longer a need for expectations of any sort, as you allow yourself to fully accept the perfection of all exactly as it is, especially your true self. So underneath all the roles, underneath all these conditioned behavioral patterns, buried under all that soot is our true self, is our true light. And we are already perfect. We are already exactly who we need to be. And everyone has been given this opportunity in all these little fractals of form that are pieces of the whole, pieces of all love. We are all still perfect little lights, living in love, surrounded in love, embraced by love, getting to have this experience for the point of knowing ourselves, knowing love in different adventures, essentially, and then getting back to this place of remembering who we are. So it really is, love has really allowed us to create this perfect setup so that we can have the experience of being separate, but always knowing we're still home with love. We still get to return back. We still get to remember who we really are. So in this third point, love says, you accept that I am your witness and your guide to acknowledging that you live in a made-up world designed purely for your happiness, free will, and ultimately to guide you back into remembering who you really are. Now, I was just recording morning minis, and these are the messages I've received also from love itself. And this one I recorded three versions of, like I do for each one. It was from lesson 4 of Your Indelible Worth, My Will for You is Happiness. And I think it was message of love 5. And in the message, love saying, you are worthy of happiness always. You need to stop putting your ability to claim your happiness and letting it be dependent upon the circumstances of the world of form, whatever circumstances you're in, you have to essentially allow yourselves to come back to me, to come back to remembering that you are embraced in love and that you are worthy of happiness here at home with me, always. And love's letting us know here that the more we put our attention on the things that make us unhappy, like creates like, the more we call that back to ourselves. So for me, this is a perfect example. Oh gosh, back in 2016, just right before I started receiving these messages, I was putting all of my attention on the news. I was waking up in the morning with news. I was going to bed at night with news. Until at some point, one morning I'm eating breakfast and realizing, oh my gosh, I'm making myself sick by watching this news and eating my breakfast. Like was attracting like. I was putting my attention on all that was disturbing and upsetting for me. And my whole body was creating it. I was becoming sick. I had all kinds of physical issues. I was calling to myself the very thing that was making me miserable. We create this perpetual loop when we focus on all of the things that don't feel right, that we think we need to fix or that we're unhappy with. And yet love is saying, all of this was designed to allow you to ultimately recognize that you are worthy of happiness, that you have free will to claim happiness, to live in the love that you are. And you accept that I am your witness and your guide. So we come back to recognizing, okay, we are not alone here in this experience. And if we can allow ourselves to see beyond the world of form, if we can let love itself, God, our higher source, whatever that is for you, that whatever name you need to give that, let us see through the voice of love. Let us see through the eyes of love. One practice that I have that helps me with this is that I get a tapered candle, and just like I think I shared maybe on YouTube, I've had moments where I feel like this angel family comes through to me. And one of the things they shared with me is that love, tuning into love, is what essentially fuels the flame within us that helps us to live in union with pure love and experience the ability to create with love. So love is what fuels, what lights our fire within us, and truly like extends that connection. It helps us to connect into this, to this field with the other side, with all love. So what I do is I focus on my heart as I take a match or a, you know, just light the candle. And as the flame appears and grows, I feel it as love growing within my heart space. It's kind of my place to go inward and to pause a moment and be mindful that love is what is lighting the fire within me that helps me to connect to the realm of pure love, that helps me to remember I am one with all this love, and I let that fire, that flame expand through me. So you might try it. For me, it's become a morning practice. I'm lighting that flame and I'm feeling it expand through my heart space. And if you have ever listened to, like, Joe Dispenza, there's many others, but he explains, you know, how that heart coherence is one of those things that helps us to move into that brain, that kind of alpha wave state where we are more connected with this unified field, this energetic field of all love. So again, love is saying, let yourself accept that you're not alone, that I'm here witnessing and guiding you. And so now we get to step back and rest in pure love, away from the attachment to the ego. So we begin to realize that we can come into the holy instant, into the moment where we really let go of the illusion of time. We let ourselves be without time, just in the holy instant that we're feeling the love within us. We let ourselves be beyond space, be beyond the roles that we play. We let go of all attachments, the conditioned patterns, the need to fix or strive or worry or struggle. And this is challenging. We have to teach ourselves, we have to retrain ourselves to notice when those conditioned patterns are arising. I have a good example of this. I've been really feeling more and more just the bliss of allowing myself to fully dwell in union with all love. And I think I've shared with all of you here, it was just in December, Jerry had open heart surgery. And that is an enormous bill. And just yesterday morning, I pulled myself away from that peaceful connection with love itself, came straight out of a meditation to getting online and looking at all of the bills coming through the hospital. And I felt myself being pulled down into that attachment, into those ego attachments, like, you know, the fear-based, how are we going to pay all of this? The sense that I need to strive and struggle to figure it out. You know, some of the bills they got right, some they didn't, you know, some they need to correct. And just pulled me right back into those ego attachments. And I was noting to Jerry, like, I'm just off, something doesn't feel right. It took me a little while until I began to realize, ah, this is what's happened. So I had to allow myself to detach, to become the observer. And the way I needed to do that, I was like, okay, can we go on a walk? Can we do our walk first today? So I need to breathe. I need to calm my central nervous system. I need to connect back with nature, to detach from this world of form, to detach from this ego projection. And gradually, so, you know, we took a walk, starting to get there. Then I'm like, let's do our workout. It was a Saturday. It was a perfect day to, and, you know, with a workout, I'm always turning on happy music, inspiring music, music that raises my energy level to help me move back into that higher vibration, that higher energy where I've released these attachments. It's interesting. Like, the more that I've allowed myself to trust and fully be who I am, supply has been showing up, which has been fabulous. And so while all, you know, love itself has been taking care of us through all of this, I still allowed myself to move down into that lower energy vibration. And yet love is saying, come back to me, come back to your connection with me, because like attracts like. So the more that you allow yourself to know that you are everything, you have everything, you are one with me, and you will be taken care of. It will all flow to you as you move into this union with all love. But we have to practice being observers of when we get pulled back into that fear-based state and do what we need to do to detach again, to wear this world loosely, to remember this is an ego creation and ego projection. So, yay, I was able to do that, but I've been watching this for a while, watching my need, my compulsion to struggle, been watching my 90-year-old mother and her compulsion to struggle and going, oh, I get this honestly, I see where this comes from. I was born into the experience that you have to struggle to make things work, and I'm learning to let go of the struggle, let go of this role that I've been conditioned to play. So that was the third point. We've got the first, we're letting go of the attachments of the roles that we've been playing, the labels we've had, like we have to be this person, right? And then we let go of the conditioned patterns, the striving, the fixing, the worrying. And then third, we allow ourselves to accept that love itself is right here with us, so that we can tune into love growing and expanding within us. So now we're shifting from the bodily, physical, lower vibration of the world of form, which Joe Dispenza again describes, well, as just, and I've, and others, Chopra, as the Newtonian physics, right? This basic, you have to cause and effect kind of thing. And now we're shifting more into the quantum realm as we release the physical. In the quantum realm, this is this energetic field of pure love where things do not exactly manifest in the same way. It's not from striving. It's not from working hard and worrying and fixing. It's where we enter this field of pure love and we allow ourselves to receive that which love wills for us, which is happiness, bliss, peace, freedom. Allowing ourselves to be the true light that we are. So we come into now the fourth step. Love says, in a world without the ego, you rest in the peace of being led by your inner guide, by me, which communicates to you through the feelings of your heart that feel like gentle nudges and occasionally bursts of excitement and glee. It is a practice of allowing the whole of who you are to take the lead as you simply revel in the perfection of all love beneath the form. This, I will remind you, is where taking time to meditate is probably one of the biggest key practices you can do, because in meditation, we deliberately sit and focus on our breath, focus on the love within our hearts, and we let the thinking mind be still. So that's where the attachments start to let go. We let go of the mind, the roles we play, and then we start to feel our bodies let go of the conditioned patterns. It's kind of like You know, we might be telling ourselves, I should be producing, I should be doing this, I should be doing that. And in meditation, you sit and breathe, and you just breathe through the anxiety of the conditioned mind until your body lets go also. And you start to enter this realm of pure love, where you remember, I'm not this body. I'm not the, you know, time really. I'm out of time. I'm out of space. None of this is real. You start to experience more so that space where love meets you. And you begin to discover there is this realm of pure love that is calling you back to remember who you are. And as love says here, it's a practice of allowing the whole of who you are to simply take the lead. As you simply revel in the perfection of all love beneath the form. This is where we remember we are everything, we have everything. We're not the little wave in the ocean. We are one with the whole ocean. We are one with all love. We discover that we are one with this field of pure love. And the more that we live without the ego, the more we allow ourselves to simply be the pure love that we are, then we start to notice the gentle nudges. We start to pay attention to the things that bring us joy and excitement. And we allow ourselves to dwell there more, which is our natural state. And discover that answers arise. Things occur to us that we wouldn't have received or noticed in that physical operating state of fear and struggling and striving. Answers just come. Opportunities arise. Because we're allowing ourselves to remember and reunite fully with the realm of pure love. Love goes on to say, in a world without the ego, you remember you are only love. And your only purpose is to be the love that you are, in full completion with all that you are. Spirit, light, love, inhabiting form for a while. I'm just going to do a little recap here. Step one, let yourself just name the roles. Name where you have allowed your ego to tell you the persona that you are, that keeps you feeling attached and trapped in the world of form. So let yourself list out all the roles. Mother, sister, brother, daughter, father, whatever your career is, all of that. Let yourself begin to recognize this is not who you are. This is a persona set up by the ego operating system, which we designed to have this experience. And then the second, name all the conditioned patterns that you are aware that you live by. And you might even notice, where did I get this? Who did I learn this from? Where did I learn this? So that you can begin to step back and be the observer of the conditioned patterns. So you can deliberately allow yourself to notice and breathe through those. And instead move into this third step, which is acknowledging that love itself, all love, is right here with you, guiding you, wanting you to release these lower vibrations of the world of form that keep you in fear, that keep you perpetuating the suffering, right, and the struggle. So in this third step, we acknowledge love is right here with us. This is the candle step, where you might light the candle, where you allow yourself to tune into your heart space and really feel into the love that is here for you. It might help if you call up the things, the people in your life, the experiences that you feel deep love for. For me, I always think about my sweet dog, Lucy, who passed away a few years ago. She, for me, was just the epitome of pure love. So she's one of the easiest ways for me to connect with love beyond form. So I think of Lucy love. So I feel her love in my heart. I feel her still being present in my heart. I think of how deeply I am loved. How deeply love itself is loving all of us. So let yourself move into your heart space and connect with all love. Then in the fourth step, we begin to allow ourselves to even more fully just tune into the peace of being without the ego. We let ourselves move to what feels like the next joyful, peaceful, happy experience. We notice that love, that our higher selves are guiding us and communicating through the peaceful, the happy feelings of our heart. The things that feel like gentle nudges, perhaps excitement, perhaps glee, or just where you feel inclined to go, what action feels like what you most need or want, what would bring you the most peace and joy. For me, sometimes that is, I need to rest and I just sit and I breathe and I reconnect and I wait for the impulse. That comes when we let go of expectations, because we're not living by the ego anymore. It brings me to that fifth step, the world without the ego. You remember you are only love, and your only purpose is to be the love that you are, in full completion with all that you are. So in this fifth step, we're trusting that we can let go of expectations and judgment and just allow ourselves to be who we are. And if we want to remember that we are free, that we are limitless, it can help to just ask ourselves, what does it feel like to feel free? Can I allow myself to feel the freedom, to remember feeling free? Yesterday, Jerry and I were on a walk and we saw two hawks flying above us. And we were just imagining ourselves as the hawks, just gliding, just soaring, just being carried. Can you let yourself imagine and feel what it feels to let love carry you on this current of pure love? Let yourself feel the feeling of being free, of being loved, of being carried. That's where we join the unified field of pure love, full union with all love. This is the place where like attracts like. We allow ourselves to feel freedom. We call freedom to us. We allow ourselves to feel love. We call love to us. Even abundance. We allow ourselves to recognize the abundance that is here for us. Like attracts like. More abundance flows to us. We open our hearts to receive because our hearts are open and connected. Thank you for joining me with this unpacking as we learn to live without the ego and remember who we are, that we are pure love. We live in a realm of pure love. And in that realm of pure love, we are fully supported, fully guided. We just need to allow ourselves to receive and recognize that. I invite you to be easy on yourself. This learning to release the ego is a practice. So it takes a while. And we still go in and out of it because it's how we've programmed ourselves. So it's okay. It's all okay. We are all just remembering. May you feel the bliss of being today. May you allow yourself to let love carry you on the current of pure love today.